Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, I have a dream. I have a dream. Now, these four words were made popular back in the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement when Dr. Martin Luther King uttered the words, I have a dream. Since that time, my friends, people have gone on and reiterated that speech. But even before Dr. King mentioned anything about dreams, and even long after, dreams are a central part of everybody's life. As Christians, my friends and neighbors, we've got to recognize that there is a value to dreaming big and seeing something in our minds that then manifests itself in the physical. Remember, the Bible says in Acts 2 and 17 that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and daughters would prophesy. The young men would see visions, and the old men would dream dreams. Remember in Genesis 37, Joseph was a dreamer. You know in the book of Daniel that Daniel was a dreamer. He dreamed and interpreted dreams. Yes, my friends, and some people along the way have lost their ability to dream. And it's our job as saints of God to help those around us to dream again. Yes, my friends, those that master the art of knowing how to harness the power of a dream are the ones that not only change their lives, but the lives of those around them. Let's outline this in the first part of this dream series, my friend. We won't complete it all today, but that D reminds us of the importance of having a destination. You see, where we are going is the basis for our dreams. That's why we should never be afraid to go further and faster and be better than ever before. See, we plan for our success by knowing where we want to go. You think about it, my friends. Jesus said in Luke 23 and 43, even while he was being crucified on the cross, he says, today you will be with me in paradise. That means that even on the cross, he knew where he was going. He said it in John 14 and 12. He says, greater works than these shall we do. Why? Because he goes to his Father. He knew he was going to his Father, my friends. Jesus always knew where he was going. The question is, do you know where you're going? Yes, my friends, I say there are a few things required when we really want to know where we're going. You see, our destination requires preparation. You know, you prepare differently if you're going to the gym than you do if you're going to the movies. You also prepare differently if you're going to a five-star restaurant than if you're going to the shopping mall. See, destination is going to require preparation. Those who believe that God is going to take them higher and further than ever before, you can tell they believe it by how they prepare. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we're having Bible study, if we're studying the Word of God, if we're believing in his goodness and his grace, that's because we know that God is taking us somewhere. Not only does our destination require preparation, it also requires information. You know, if you were going to a restaurant that you've never been to before, what would you do? You go online and you look up the reviews. You look at the pictures of the food that you thought was good. You make sure that you had all the data you needed before you went to that restaurant. You do the same thing if you were taking a trip out of town to a place you've never been. By the same token, my friends, because God has a destiny for us, that means we need to gather all the information about where it is that God wants us to go. Some are gifted singers, some are gifted writers, some are gifted speakers, and we've got to gather information about the gifts that God has given us so we can execute those gifts with effectiveness. Then, you know, also our destination requires inspiration. You know, excitement is organic when you really know where you're going. That's the reason why Jesus said it in Matthew 28 and 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. See, my friends, when we know where we're going and we're excited about our destination, we can't help but tell somebody about it. Remember, the Bible says that Jeremiah said, the word in me was like a fire shut up in my bones. We've got to talk about it. I can remember taking my daughter somewhere and she told all of her friends about where we were going. Then sooner or later, she says, Daddy, can so-and-so go too? And can my other friend go? And can this friend go? I told them about it and they were so excited. decided that they wanted to go with us as well. And then a trip designed for two people ended up being a trip for five, because that's what happens when you're excited about where God is taking you. Do you know where God's taking you? Is it exciting enough to share it with everybody around you? Have you told them about his goodness and his grace? Or have you testified about what he's doing in your life? Yes, my friends, after destination, it's also time for restoration. You see, it's never too late to dream big again. Remember the dreams you had as a five-year-old? What about the dreams you had as a teenager or as a college student? What happened to those dreams? Remember, there is nothing impossible to us, that God has the ability to restore all the things that we lost. And we should first and foremost restore our confidence in him first and foremost, because the Bible says in Proverbs 3:26, that the Lord will be our confidence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and in Hebrews 10:35, he encourages us not to throw away our confidence, because it has a great reward. Don't lose confidence in the dreams that God has given you. He's shown you some things. He's given you some visions. He's given you some things that he says is going to happen in your life. Yes, and I tell you, my friends, we've got to be confident enough to know that God can and that God will. Remember, the Bible says in 1 John 5:14 that this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we know that if he hears us, we have what we desire of him. We know, my friends, that we can never throw away our confidence. Restore that confidence. It'll also restore your creativity. It will also restore your commitment. And then you have something to celebrate, because every day we can grow stronger and stronger in him. That E in our dream acronym reminds us of the importance of elimination. You see, we've got to eliminate a lot of things that are not consistent with our dreams, because doubting and dreaming don't go together. Complaining and creativity don't go together. Fear and confidence don't go together. Yes, my friends, faith works by love, and we've got to remove every negative emotion that's hindering us from achieving our goals. Remember, he tells us that if we say unto this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and what? And shall not doubt in our heart, then we shall believe and have those things which come to pass. That's Mark 11:23. We discover in Philippians 4:6 that we should never be careful for anything, but in prayer and supplication, we let our requests be made known unto God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I have a dream, and you have a dream, and we'll all get better together. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.